You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2019 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is the fourth class in a series given by Brother Norm Fidel on the subject, Embracing the First Letter of Peter. This class is titled, Rejoice Insofar as You Share Christ's Sufferings.
So, yellow orientation number 4, rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings. A couple places in it. This is the partnership we have with Christ, our critical partnership with him, and then to stay firm, stay in it to the end. So it's like the number of passages that you might know and come across to is you get to the rewards and so on, provided that you continue firm to the end. That's a very poor paraphrase of what it says in Colossians 1, but you get the idea. You get it in Hebrews chapter 3, I think it is. It says, you're in it. This is good. Remember, you need to keep going until you drop, until you die. And that's a good thing. All right, so that's our orientation. On the white, class 4, did everybody get their hand out? And that's your worksheet, because there are more up here. All right. Oh, I forgot to say something. Bill and company got helped by John late last night, and they can tell you everything you want to know about verse 19 in chapter 3. So, yeah. So it's good. Good. Express it, the help, and we did it, and we had more than one person that went over some before. So that's good. And there are clearly different ways of approaching it, but some of the sameness, the principles carry over. And I think I said this yesterday, when we get into chapter 4, when it starts talking about flesh and spirit, we can think, oh yeah, there's flesh and spirit back up, and then that whatever it means, verse 19. So this is some encouragement. There is connective information just a little bit further in the letter. And this is hint, hint, hint. There's probably a connection between them. So for me, the opening comment here, and you can read most of it for yourself, and I'll truncate it today because of the time. I'm just deducing here, Paul has written before very clearly about, for example, the whole armor of God, and where do you get that from? And he mentions it in Ephesians 6. Also, what do you go to war with? He talks about the weapons of warfare, and that's in Corinthians. And then he also talks about this ongoing conflict of where the flesh versus the spirit comes in. That's in Romans. Great chapter there. This is where the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ, your spirit, whole bunch of spirits are working, and we actually had in Doug's class about the whole creation groaning. That's part of that chapter, how it will be changed. So, other people than Peter. So that's what I'm trying to say. There's been a lot of things that are out there to describe. We have a list in Galatians 5, the works of the flesh. Jesus in Mark chapter 7, there's a list of this is what come out of the heart of a man. So he's saying clearly, and for us, and we've done it in our high school class, your problem, number one problem, is you. You and your heart. And it still is. A lot of us have had our heart change. It's being renewed. But until the day you die, it's going to be there trying. It's called the passions of the flesh. So all that describes the problem, and it's not by the other people. It's talking about, this is you. So when Peter is saying, this is you as an individual, realize what the problem is. That's good. You recognize it. Now we can do some of it. This flesh thing is there. But the spirit is there, and the spirit will always beat the flesh. It's like good will also overcome evil. Tell us something, Dougie. Ah, that's for you guys. I think that's one of the questions. And I would suggest for that answer, there's many places where Spirit comes in. Sometimes it's got a capital, sometimes not. Most of the time it doesn't deserve a capital. In many situations, and remember, it's in the Old Testament. So the Spirit of God starts in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And you have something about the Spirit a lot when you get to Revelation 22. So, great question. Good thing to pursue. All right. So now, here's Peter. He's talking about the same thing. To abstain from the passions of your flesh, which make war against your soul. So here being your core, your life. And it says, there's a war. The war is going on. In Galatians, again, says, there is a war between the flesh and the Spirit all the time. And this is where the Spirit becomes a Satan, an opponent. It's on the other side. So they're fighting. Why? So that you won't do the other guy's stuff. So it's easy to sin and follow the flesh. The Spirit's in there saying, yeah, here's what I want you to do. You're a son and daughter. Here's what you got to do. And he's fighting all the time against you, yourself. And here's where submission comes in. Here's what comes in. Well, if I don't read the word to get my armament, like I said, I'm going into battle. What do they say? A knife in a gunfight? Someone, they say that in New Jersey, but for some reason. But it's, and I look right at him and he said, yeah, he knows. Actually, it's like Canadians going down and trying to take on the Italian boys in many end. But the biggest thing is they will out-eat you every time. I really need to come to a close here. All right, you see here, get ready. Be wise. Go in. And you will win. You know, a child of God, when you're in 1 John 3, gets over the fact that they do sin every day. They'd be lying. And says, you are children of God. You don't sin anymore. That is, you don't practice sin anymore. That is, that's not the defining characteristic. But that's how God looks at it. You don't sin. Why? Because you're my kids. They don't sin. It's talking about loyalty. You are loyal to the family. You want to be changed. That's the driving force. Don't let anyone tell you. Don't let that devil, don't let the diabolus fix you by thinking you're no good. You can't do it. Give up and so on like that. Resist him. You will always be victorious if you go in with the right armor. Every time. It's a guarantee. My problem is I keep on failing and I give up halfway through. It's not the Spirit's fault. The flesh is overcome because I've just fallen away. But the battle is there and that's what keeps us going. So that's part of it. Physically, you're going to find out, Peter, they really are after you, and they really are after you because you've taken a stand for Christ. Realize he's your partner. If you have God on your side, you cannot lose. If you have Jesus next to you, you will always win because he's there and because you've made that choice. So the partnership of Jesus is something like that. I'll actually let you read that. I may come back tomorrow because I wanted to get through it. I far, far strayed from my comments. You can read it just as easily. I want to give us time now to hear the text. And I have a reader out there. This should be Renee. She's someplace. Now she's going to read chapter 4. And then we'll be right into your work.
Chapter 4. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, and drinking parties and lawful idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belongs glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you also may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and the God and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God, and if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, that will become of the ungodly and the sinner. Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good.
Thank you. Just relook again at that last verse. They entrust their souls to who? A faithful Creator while doing good. All the elements there. Certainty with God, a great activity, that's where the blessing comes. And all three of them are what you use to face life's challenges. So you have 10 minutes to work at your own study notes here, put them together. I didn't put the word spirit here. I thought I put it someplace in your handout, but you can take another crack at it. And I was just reminded, I'm pretty sure where it starts off, where the spirit is, I think the exact place where the spirit ends is in the third last line. No, at least 17. The spirit and the bride say come. So that's in Revelation. So it's really all over in work, and that's part of the transformation power. So do your work. I'll give you the 10-minute warning to get in your groups and sit here and enjoy that stuff.